Welcome back, folks. It's your boy Looch Dog in the morning hanging out with you. That is Belly Matt LaBelle. This is Looch, and you are now hearing Matty Potts from the Santa Monica newsroom.
Oh, am I not muted? Thanks. GFY.
So, good morning, everybody. Yes, we sent Belly down to the pool, but before we get into that, we want to just say thank you for listening on our channel on YouTube, TTR Studios, which is blowing up. It stands for To the Rescue. It's something I've been doing since I was 15 years old. So, this is a dream come true for us. We're really grateful for you guys allowing that to happen. So, thank you for setting your alarms, hitting that bell notification so you know when we are on. Just like and comment below. I can't stand YouTube talk. I cannot stand how videos talk on YouTube. Yes, Potts.
Did you see the video I posted yesterday?
I did. I wasn't going to go into it too much. I haven't actually seen it yet. I just saw what was going on.
Sound like you think it's funny.
I'm sure it was. Was it good? Don't tell the people yet. Where can they find it, Potts?
Shut. It's on Instagram. He's muted. I can't hear what he's saying, just so you know, A-hole.
It was fabulous.
Okay.
So, anything you didn't hear me say in the last 5 seconds is gone.
It was one of, like, my best. I don't normally say it, but it was. I thought it was really funny.
Hold on. Potts, you've said that about your last three.
I do say that a lot. You also say it about every stupid episode of this show. You're like, text us, which honestly you haven't done in a while.
You're welcome.
Like, I need that little pat on the butt.
Oh,
like,
now you want it back. Yeah, now you like it when I tell you did a good job every time. When I'm doing it, you tell me that it goes in one ear and comes out the other.
That might have been the best show we ever did, folks.
Right. Well, I don't know about you, but that was just the best show we ever did.
I do that behind the scenes. I used to do that every show because I'd be like, wow.
We talked about squirrels for 30 minutes. I'm not sure it was, but okay, I'll take it.
Hey, we're just chasing dreams over here in the morning.
Jumping from tree to tree. Now, Potts, you have to understand with the pool being right outside, you can sit on your couch, rip a Christmas tree, and look to the left. It's all right there. It's just life happening in front of you. Now,
it is.
Yesterday's
it's
life.
Something.
It's something. Well, yesterday
brought
was
life into me.
Now, hold on. Now, what we're used to seeing at this pool, we were hoping for, first
our
of all,
jackers.
Well, wow. Yeah, we had pool jackers. Jesus, you guys heard that story. But we were praying as they were getting the pool ready. Please give us a woman lifeguard. Please give us a girl lifeguard. Please give us a girl lifeguard. Because you know, most of these pools that are like one lifeguard pools, they're just pulling somebody from Latvia or Czechoslovakia. Yeah.
You literally just went from pool jackers to praying that we get a female lifeguard. So I think we will now have apartment jackers as well this season.
No, I'm not trying to be inappropriate, but this is a very fine line of creepy and yet just not being able to look away. Because obviously I have a habit of just looking out my window at whatever catches my attention.
You know, it's funny. When you were gone on vacation, I didn't open the blinds once.
Really?
Right.
Oh, but I love it. It's like living in a treehouse. You got the trees all right here with the pool through.
No, but I feel weird peeping on people.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
Well, right now, Looch the squirrel is on like the normal branch, and he's thinking about jumping to the pervy branch. He's right there. He's just waiting for the female lifeguard before he takes the spring.
I'm like, wait, there's leaves in my way. I can't get a full shot of the cleave. So I jump to a new perch. But really, I just like, remember I when before the leaves were in the trees and it was still the winter coming into, it was spring and the leaves were all coming in, you could see directly through the trees at the basketball court. And Belly and I would always make comments, oh, this guy's got game. Oh, that kid sucks. This kid can't shoot. Wow, look at that kid. He's good. So I'm telling you, we're just used to people watching out the window. Now,
most of the time it's depressingly watching a lifeguard sit in the pool and not do anything all day.
We tried to take video or picture of this kid 2 days ago. This is what he looked like. Belly, please describe what I look like right now for the listeners.
So basically, it looks like he wants to kill himself. He sits at the pool all day, basically wondering if this is what he wants to do with the rest of his life, for the rest of his summer, or the rest of his week,
or
the rest of his day. He's got right now, Looch has his head down. He's looking like he basically wants to go to sleep. He may be asleep.
He's sitting on a chair with his head in his hands. That's all he needed. He's sitting on his chair with his head in his hands, looking like he's right. Looking like he wants to kill himself.
Yeah. And you know, your one job as a lifeguard is to actually look up and make sure people
Potts,
aren't drowning,
there's no one at the pool. For the most part, there's no one even at this pool. He's just sitting there.
I'd say the longest I've ever seen. There's been full days where not a single person will show up at the pool.
Yeah, he sits there for hours and just sits at his phone.
And but it's not rainy enough to where they can close the pool, so he has to stay there because someone may or may not come to the pool, so he can't close the
pool. Worst job ever, dude.
I've never been to an apartment pool where there's lifeguards.
There has to be one.
Not here.
There has to be one. There's only it's only 4 feet of water at the most. It's like 80. It's like 18 feet long. It's not a big pool.
It should just say kids under 12 need adult supervision.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, basically.
So what we're used to seeing is like this group of like two or three women who are probably our age, but they're not, I don't know how to say this. They're not great to look at. I'm going to say it right now. They probably shouldn't be in bikinis is the way that I should put it. Okay. And that's not fair to say.
Luch. They can do whatever the hell
they
can,
but I'm just saying it's, you know who I'm talking about. If I say they probably
doesn't
should
matter.
Be in a one piece.
Doesn't matter. Move along.
No, that's true.
This is pretty, X-rated for Luch to say something like that.
You're touching on the line too much. You're toeing the line. You just got to say.
All right.
They're not my cup of tea, but let's just say the Boston Harbor came to town yesterday.
Oh, boy. That's a better way of saying it. If he's going to make hog noises, I can say that I think they should be in a one piece. I think that's fair.
All right.
Stop correcting me. Let me get through this.
Before we get blasted here, let's roll.
No, see, you guys got to stop being afraid of getting blasted. And that's me
I'm definitely not afraid of getting blasted.
I know. Potts, how much have I turned? I flipped a 180. You guys, less than 6 months ago, I would have given him so much shit for last show for cursing out the listeners like that. And I was over here going, get him.
Yeah.
Get him. Yeah. Because that's radio. Look, nobody wants to hear somebody get up here and sit on a fence. Okay? You don't have to tune
break
in.
Break the fucking fence.
Yeah, break the fence. Look, those people are fat as shit. They shouldn't be in a bikini.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Said it.
Why are we skirting around it? I am not the most attractive dude. I'm not going to go running down a catwalk I'm fucking Tom Brady.
I can tell you, I would not look good in a bikini either.
No, and you wouldn't wear one. So you don't wear one. Now. That's what we're used to seeing, Potts.
I feel like people wear bikinis for the people looking, not for themselves, right?
This girl. Not this girl. Ooh, this girl was wearing it for everybody. My fault. Fuck, I hit my elbow. That hurt like shit. All right.
Dude,
so,
you can't even sit in a chair without fucking up your elbows.
I know,
what is going on?
I know. So here's the thing. We're playing this MLB the show. We love this show, Belly and I. And if anybody lives with roommates, it's really fun to start a season. Or even if you're in different cities, just start a season with two people doing the same team. Like I play a game, you play a game. And then hold each other accountable. $5 if you lose into the pot.
What are you talking about?
We play a video game that's a baseball game.
Oh,
and then
we
if
were
you
playing it yesterday.
We were playing it yesterday.
Yeah.
And we love this game. It's something that we play. Like I play a game, he plays a game. Move on. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
So I play the game. I go into the shower because I have to get ready to leave for an appointment. Somebody is hiring me to go out to her house to set her up to do a podcast. She wants me to go make sure that she can be functional. And
she
hired.
Oh, what a great other business, you motherfucker! God.
If anybody needs help with that.
I'm going to do a hobby. Oh, and then just get paid out the fucking nose for it. Okay.
I was like, Pa, Belly, dude, I got to drive all the way into Alexandria.
You regretted it now.
No, I don't. So. So anyway, I'm mad now because, I got to go shower and Belly's outside finishing the baseball game. And from my shower, I hear him yelling, but I don't know what he's yelling. And I'm guessing, this is where I don't want a correction. I'm guessing he's yelling, Luch, you gotta fucking see this.
Yeah.
Was that right?
I was actually yelling at the lifeguard saying, this is the day you regret not having sunglasses.
Dude, this
dumbass.
Lifeguard has hated his life for the entire season so far. I came out of that shower and Belly is like, he's got drool coming out of his mouth. I'm muting you for a second. He's got drool coming out of his mouth. He's on all fours. He's on his knees. Like his eyeballs are popping out of his head. His tongue is down to the floor. I'm talking like Goofy in the cartoons. Looking out the window at the most attractive woman I have ever seen. And she's rocking a thong.
You've seen a lot of women that are the most attractive women you've ever
Belly,
seen.
Belly, how hot was she?
I mean, she was smoking.
That is not where we need that comment. I am giving the punchline of how hot she is. Don't diminish how hot she is.
She was smoking.
She's so hot.
And she knew it, too, because she was doing all kinds of stuff that would
make that happen. Yes, would make that sound.
Yeah.
Dude, Potts, she would, like, make sure that her butt was just out of the water. and it was pointed towards the lifeguard in the chair, and then she would hold on
like
to
a
the
shark tail.
Yeah, and yeah, she would hold on to the pole that was going up the steps, and then she would just kind of like work. She was like twerking the pole.
Like dry hump and then the water.
And
then there was a point where she's literally her ass is turned towards the lifeguard.
Yeah.
And she's just smacking her ass.
She's hitting. She's playing. Smacking her ass. She's playing with her cheeks. And we're like, I said, Belly, you have to fucking go down there. Show them those baby blue eyes. Get down there. Show them the eyes. Go be a bartender at the pool. Don't hit on them. Just go be you. I got to go on this fucking thing. If I was, I'd go down with you. I'm so sorry I can't, but you have to go for the story.
That's usually, and that's what I did.
So he went. So tell us about it. How was it down there?
It was fine. I engaged in conversation with them pretty simply. They had a music playing out of a speaker down there.
Did you sit next to him?
No, I sat on the other side of the pool. That's smart. Fucking weird.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know your game. You teach us.
No, so I actually played it off like I didn't even know they were there until I got into the pool, which was true.
And there was two of them, by the way. Her friend was her friend was like a 10. This girl's a 15.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it was like, whoa.
Belly, keep going. I want to hear how you engaged.
So basically, they had music playing. They were playing one of the new Drake songs. So I started off by asking what kind of speaker they had. I wanted to know because, one, the speaker sounded really nice. I wanted to see if they'd tell me what it was.
And then for two, because you don't give a fuck.
The sound quality is great. The sound quality was great.
It's like, wow, the sound quality down here is really beautiful.
It's like, wow, you're... And then they were like, oh, yeah, I got it for Christmas. I'm like, yeah, Christmas gifts are the best when you ask exactly what you want.
Okay, but hold on. Did you engage from across the pool, or did you kind of find a way to get towards them?
No, so I was...
How do we do this?
I hung out at the pool for a little bit, just listening to music, and then got into the pool, swam around. And
oh, good.
They were in the pool as well. And by the way, while I was in the pool, she knew I was looking at her, she was just jumping up and down and then literally talking about how good her tits look today. That's what she's doing at the pool. There's only three of us at the pool and the lifeguard.
Now, I want to ask how creepy, before Belly even continues, I want to ask how creepy this is. I know, just because you guys know, you know me. But I would imagine, we don't know if they can see in our window or not. So we don't know if they can see
only
us looking down there.
Next to the window.
We're pretty sure it's only if you're right next to the window.
Because of the glare of the sun.
But here's what I did. I'm kind of blind. And Belly asked me, is that your friend who used to live here? And I wanted to make sure it wasn't her. Because my friend we've talked about her in the air. She's just a smoke show.
Another one of the most beautiful women.
Oh, but isn't she?
She's very beautiful.
Oh my God. She's a 15. But... my eyes suck, and I'm looking through the window, and the window has the mesh screening, and I can't tell if it's her or not.
She still kind of look like her, even close
up. Well, I can tell you she's not. Oh, well, you went close up. Potts, how creepy is this? I know this is creepy, and I realized it as I did it. I just pulled up my phone and then went like this and put it up to the window. Not to the window. I'm like 8 feet behind the window. I'm back. And then I zoomed in with my phone because my phone can zoom in further than my eyes can see.
That's a little much.
And then I realized if you're looking at me right now, it looks like I'm just taping these girls at the pool from my apartment. And I like immediately threw my phone. I was like, oh my God, this looks terrible.
Well, that's the other thing.
I was just trying to use a magnifying glass. Is that my friend? And I'm sitting here like this looking over the pool.
So, yeah, but I started talking about the new Drake song. I'm showing that I'm not just a 30-year-old man. I've listened to Drake before.
Who's that?
But these girls were young. They had boyfriends. Like,
how do you know?
I got enough details. Like, everything I need to know, I can figure out.
Okay, so how old are they?
20 and 21.
Okay. Yeah. Potts, is that too young for me?
How old?
34. I'm 34. They're 21.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Oh. What is it? Half plus seven? So 34 would be 17 plus 7.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Half plus 7 is the rule.
No, what?
Yes.
Who came up with this rule?
Social Media
Show
Lounge.
Who they are.
Am I wrong? Half plus 7. If I'm 30 years old, you can date a 15 plus 7. As a 22-year-old is as low as you can go.
That actually is as low as I would possibly go, is like 27 for me. I really wouldn't go below 30. But yeah, that's about, yeah.
So Potts, how would you handle the situation? Would you go down to the pool, or would you just kind of be like, I mean, this is a once in a lifetime. Holy shit. Two smoking hot chicks, no guys around.
Oh, I would definitely go down to the pool.
I mean, you had to go down to the pool.
So I would like for two things to happen before we go to break.
But
Social Media Lounge, I would like to hear your best pickup line if you were Belly. What's the line that you would use to start and open a conversation with these girls? So just hit a sentence in the Social Media Lounge. I want to come back from break and read them off. So don't let me down, Social Media Lounge. Give me your pickup line if you were Belly. How would you initiate conversation with these two down at the pool? With that being said, Potts, what would your opening line be?
I would say maybe like what Belly did, like you need something to like hook onto. So yeah. it has to be situational, like with what's going down there. That's the best way. I mean, Belly's way. That's why I was so intrigued with his story. Cause I'm like, okay, how did you do it? I'm always interested in that. I don't know if there would have been a better way than what Belly did. I'm really impressed.
We started talking about music speakers. They said, well, this speaker's awesome. I really love it. But at the same time, I really want them to, or she was like, yeah, I like this speaker, but I really want a Bose. And I'm like, oh, I got my Bose headphones over there. They're freaking awesome.
What was your Bose joke?
But you can only buy one Bose speaker at a time.
It's true. They're so damn expensive.
Yeah.
All right. So I would like to read from the Social Media Lounge when we get back.
By the way, the key to this all was,
yeah,
I didn't wait till they left to leave, by the way.
You left before they left.
I made the move to leave before they left.
Smart.
To make it look like I didn't come down for them. I just came down to enjoy the pool and they happened to be there.
Do women know that we do this? Do women know that it's like, beautiful woman, flock, go!
Yeah, they do. They definitely know. Women aren't stupid.
Social Media Lounge, pop off.
Women are way smarter than men.
They're way smarter than we are, so pop off. Let me see your creativity. I know I got a lot of women in there. I want to hear Belly's best pickup line if it were you. What would your pickup line be if you were Belly trying to initiate contact with these two women at the pool? We will do all of that, and I have a stand-up bit for you all coming up next. It's Looch Dog in the Morning.
At LIPMRadio.com.